That brings us to the second agenda item, that is matters arising. There are a few things that arose from the meeting. In particular, that would be paragraph 2.6, that the task force has submitted a recommendation to the Harbourfront Commission for consideration about hearing project proponents. I'm glad that I have actually reported on the task force behalf to the Harbourfront Commission meeting on its third meeting on the 21st of December. Because we have not yet confirmed the minutes of that particular meeting, my reporting here will be based on my understanding and record of what we have and with the secretary. I think the meeting has agreed to try out our proposal, and in particular, there are three major points. The first one is that actually the Secretary of Development has also helped us to visualize how this proposal would be implemented. Basically, we would need to have an agenda item, and when the opponents see the agenda item, he or she or the group may approach the secretary to indicate their wish to present to us. If one-third of the member would thought that to be useful and important, then we would invite the party or parties to present to us. The second important point is, the aim is not to reverse any statutory process or decisions or to overlap the power of other statutory bodies like the Town Planning Board. This would not be triggered if the project is in a statutory process. Actually, the Lim Yu Mun Waterfront Enhancement Project was being mentioned, and that we were advised that the statutory process of Lim Yu Mun Waterfront Enhancement Project actually has already started, and the relevant plans and objections will be submitted to the Executive Council for consideration. This project would not meet this criterion, okay, of triggering listening to the opposite parties. The third point is, as always, the party or the parties would be requested to provide a synopsis of the presentation to us before they come to the meeting, and the discussion and the material should be relevant to the agenda item. That is for reporting in relation to agenda item 2.6. In relation to paragraph 2.10, that is, in order to facilitate members' further discussion on the Lim Yu Mun Waterfront Enhancement Project, actually some additional background materials has been circulated by the secretary. Also, as you will see later on, there will be a set of additional documents being tabled in this meeting. We will go to that in item number 5. All right. In relation to the follow-up of paragraph 4.4, that is in relation to the action area proposal. Once again, that has been accepted by the Harbourfront Commission meeting, and we would have an agenda item that is item number 6 in order to deal with this. In addition, I would like to report that the Harbourfront Commission have this inventory of known and planned projects at the waterfront being compiled as per Mr. Vincent Ng's suggestion at the second commission meeting. This set of inventory of projects have also been tabled for members' information. I think this is very much closely related to the action area that we are going to dealt with in item number 6. I would like to keep, you know, comments and to align all this together with the action area item, please, on agenda item number 6. The last things to follow up on is basically to follow up on after the second meeting, the task force has received an application for temporary use of the Harbourfront waterfront next to the Hong Kong Ferry Pier by the Hong Kong Tourism Board. Based on several rounds of email communications, we have agreed on several key points. Based on these key points, the secretary has replied to the Hong Kong Tourism Board accordingly. All right. That's the matters arising. Any comments? Yes.
Could I just say, well, thank you very much for circulating the materials. In all honesty, to get the package that we got mid-afternoon yesterday for a meeting today, I mean, I couldn't. I was at meetings yesterday. I had another committee meeting all last evening. I had a meeting from 9 o'clock this morning. I haven't had a chance to look at them. And it's just not, you know, I appreciate it takes time to get together, but we do need time to read these if background information is going to be useful to us. So can we please have it rather more than about 24 hours before the meeting? And also, I don't know, I wasn't a member of HEC, I can only assume that these, everything that we've received is complete, but of course within that time frame, I've no way of finding out either. And obviously there were some still things some missing what we got yesterday because we've had some tabled today. But it's more a question of, can we be given time to read it, please?
Thank you. So I think actually I would fully agree with that because I only have time to read it, okay. Basically, I appreciate that the secretary needs some time to work on it, but the alternative basically, in particular, in relation to this set of materials, would be table it. So I think it's better to at least, you know, for yesterday, it would be circulated out. And then as you'll see, because of the communication or request that we received this morning, you have another set of email communication that is being tabled for today's meeting. But nevertheless, I would really like to see whether it's possible, for example, for us kind of to freeze on the agenda item of each of these meeting like at least 3 days before the meeting, and then for all materials to be circulated to members at least like 1 day in advance, as Maggie has suggested. You mean the materials or the agenda item?
Madam Chair, if I may, I think this is a wider issue because we had a lot of material tabled yesterday, which in honesty members didn't have all the chance that they might have had to digest and to, I mean, if we're going to get sensible debate, if we're going to get constructive discussion, I think we have to give members sufficient time. On other boards and committees I sit on, basically material is circulated at least, most cases 7 days in advance of the meeting, but at least a minimum of five. And that usually includes a weekend, because in reality, most people read this sort of material, study this sort of material weekend. So it's probably something we should agree as a sort of process for the Commission and for its task forces as a whole. And maybe Maisie and team would like to think about it, what's realistic and reasonable. And then we set this down as a regular drill, agenda out, say, within, say, 7 days before the meeting, all papers out, say, 5 days before the meeting, and that's a suggestion for you to think about, whether is that doable, is it realistic? But I think if we're going to get really meaningful discussions and meaningful input from members and give them time to digest, we're going to have to work to a routine, something similar to that, I think. But I don't know what other members feel.
Thank you. Yes, Chairman. Oh, in response to members and also HC Chairman's, request, we can review the House rules. The House rules have provided that the Secretary shall deliver the agenda of the meeting not less than 4 clear days before the meeting. And also the details of an agenda item and the related paper proposed by any member shall reach the Secretariat not less than 10 clear days before a particular meeting. We'll see whether there is scope, you know, for enhancing the arrangement now, but I think it is reasonable also to suggest members, if they have anything to raise, please let us know well in advance as well.
Thank you, Maisie. It seems to me that it's not so much a question of changing the rules, but it's rather, you know, abiding to it. Right. We have all these rules of or suggestions of 3 or 4 clear days, but we don't have it. Right.
Chairman, I think so far we did comply with the House rules. We have never missed any, you know, deadlines, as far as I'm aware.
Yes. Thank you. Am I right that we only received the reference material for item 4 and 5 yesterday? Yes. So we only received the reference material basically yesterday afternoon.
I think the circulation of the background reference materials is made in response to later requests by members.
There's also the issue of tabling material. You're focused on circulation, but there's material being tabled today as well. There was material tabled yesterday, and that. You know, and that's a subtle way, if you like, of if you like, ducking and diving in terms of the rules. I mean, I think everything, should be out well in advance of the meeting so people have time to consider it. Tabling is very difficult, particularly if it's detailed information.
Missy, I now get you, okay? So basically, the agenda item has been circulated at least 3 working days in advance, but then in response, some of the members has asked for background information. And then that arise, you know, that give rise to a situation that materials has been circulated later than that. Was that your understanding? Right? But yes, but I think in relation to the Lee Yu Moon issue, for example, the agenda item, it seems that right from the last meeting, we have asked for the background materials, and but that was not in the original batch, and that was in yesterday's batch. Right. But anyway, I think, shall we, you know, kind of appreciate the difficulties of doing this, and maybe, you know, while following the rules, we would try at least, you know, if that is something that we know in advance, for example, for the Lee Yu Moon waterfront enhancement case, the background materials has already been asked in the previous meeting, then that will be circulated in the first round of communication. Thank you very much. Paul, you have comments?
Yeah, on the issue of the timing, I suggest that there is an invitation for agenda items to be issued by the Secretariat 2 weeks in advance. That the agenda comes in 7 days in advance and that the material is not loaded in 5 days in advance of the meeting, and that if the House rules need to be adjusted to reflect that suggestion, then they be amended. That would be my comment on this one. On your issue about Lee Yu Moon, I disagree with your conclusion that Lee Yu Moon is no longer open for a further discussion with people with alternative ideas. In terms of the statutory process, the only two statutory processes are completed or in process is for an EIA for reclamation under the Seabed and Foreshore Ordinance, which is only for specifically for reclamation only. And the statutory process for the outlier zoning plan amendments to help and facilitate the project have been passed. But it doesn't mean that the project overall is going through any statutory process. So there's two aspects of it which has gone through a statutory process, and the objections to that, of course, I mean, they have to be dealt with in its original shape and form in the appropriate processes. But Lee Yu Moon as an enhancement project, and Lee Yu Moon also the fact that it's one of our major action areas, is one that can always be discussed at any time. And I think any time this meeting can ask for invitations from people to speak on it. And I think the a priori conclusion from the side of the Secretariat or yourself that this cannot be done, I think is absolutely wrong.
Thank you very much. 2 points. The first thing, I think your suggestion of the invitation, you know, for agenda item actually be proposed from members like 12 days in advance of the meeting, I think that can be done because the tentative schedule of the meeting has already been there. It's just that the secretary could issue such an invitation. Okay. So the second point, basically, I think you're wrong in your accusation because it's not that I said that this is in the statutory process, and it's actually, as I've said, it's being quoted from the Secretary of Development. And I'm just reporting what the Secretary of Development has reported to us, that this is under statutory process, and it is not appropriate for us to kind of deal with such an issue.
Well, in that case, I disagree with the Secretary for Development. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yes,
she's the Secretary to the Harbourfront Commission,
yes.
And I don't think there is any problem with disagreeing with her. So I think my comments can be reflected accordingly.
Thank you. So we will let this, you know, be recorded. And actually, when the minutes of the third Harbourfront Commission meeting is being circulated, you are, you know, free to raise other comments in relation to that particular meeting. But I would see this as more like the rules or the agreement of the Harbourfront Commission rather than this task force. Thank you. So any other questions in relation to matters arising? Okay, if not, let us move on to our long agenda.
Chair, I raised the issue earlier about the objections from the West Kowloon Cultural District and who else objected, and Yao Tong, for their presentations to be uploaded. The objection that they have is that their verbal presentation cannot be heard simultaneously while looking at the PowerPoint presentations. And of those, that does be the reason given for not uploading their PowerPoints. Now, I have a problem with this. First of all, Jason, who's had a bullet through his head and can no longer walk and is in the hospital, has no chance to come to this meeting, but is a member of the public. And so are many men people that are members of the public who have no time to come to this meeting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because they have a job. And I think it's therefore entirely unfair if somebody makes a presentation here and presents us with a PowerPoint, that that PowerPoint is not uploaded on the internet and make sure that they are made available to those who can't be here. This is a public meeting. Now, there's several solutions for this. For the issue of the West Kowloon Cultural District and for the issue of the Yao Tong, it's very simple. We can take their PowerPoint. We have the voice recordings, and we can combine the PowerPoint and the voice recordings into a little video clip and stick it on the internet so that the voice recording can be heard simultaneously while people look at the PowerPoint that was presented. Or I'm not sure whether their camera was on, we can use whatever footage was taken in this room at that time. So I think we can still overcome the issue of West Kowloon and Yao Tong Bay. But going forward to the future, I think that anybody who comes to this, whether it's a department or a proponent of any project, must be informed in advance by the Secretariat that their PowerPoint presentations will be uploaded to make sure that we create barrier-free access for the public because it's a public meeting. And that in no instances anybody can refuse this meeting for these PowerPoint presentations not to be uploaded for the reason given that you cannot hear it simultaneously with the voiceover, which seems to be a ludicrous comment because we can solve that very easily for West Kowloon and Yao Tong Bay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So actually, I think this is for members' information. This is a matter arising in relation to item 3 on page 6. I think the first thing is your suggestion that these PowerPoint presentations of the Western Kowloon Cultural District as well as Yao Tong Bay could be kind of interpreted together with the audio recording could be put forward to the two authors of the PowerPoint, you know, the parties which have prepared such PowerPoint, but it's really up to them whether they would like, let me finish please, okay, whether they would like to give us the right to upload the PowerPoint on the web, okay, so that is for what has happened, because before they actually came to this meeting, they have not been asked to upload their PowerPoint presentation. So I think that we must respect, you know, the authors of these two PowerPoint files. And for the way forward, I think actually we have already dealt with it in the last meeting. We have confirmed that for future meetings, anyone coming here for a presentation, the secretary has to communicate with them, and they should agree that all PowerPoint presentation materials will be uploaded onto the web, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. So that's, I think, satisfactorily addressed the issue, especially for the future.
I think that according to the minutes, these two parties have stated their condition for presentation to the public quite clearly, that is, that as long as the voiceover is being heard, because the explanation has to be heard in combined with a PowerPoint presentation, as long as we can do that, which is very cheap to do, my staff can help if necessary, we can upload them accordingly. So they've stated their conditions, so let's fulfill their conditions and upload it. We are a public meeting, let's make sure we are. Thank you.
As I've said, you know, I would ask the secretary to put forward such suggestions, and hopefully they would agree for the PowerPoint presentation to be uploaded, please. Thank you. Any other items in relation to 2? If not, let us move on. Okay.